Random House Audio presents Istanbul, Memories and the City by Orhan Pamuk. Translated from the Turkish by Maureen Freely. Read for you by John Lee. To my father, Gunduz Pamuk, 1925 to 2002. The beauty of a landscape resides in its melancholy. Ahmet Rasim. Chapter 1. Another Orhan. From a very young age, I suspected there was more to my world than I could see. Somewhere in the streets of Istanbul, in a house resembling ours, there lived another Orhan, so much like me that he could pass for my twin, even my double. I can't remember where I got this idea or how it came to me. It must have emerged from a web of rumors, misunderstandings, illusions, and fears. But in one of my earliest memories, it is already clear how I've come to feel about my ghostly other. When I was 5, I was sent to live for a short time in another house. After one of their many stormy separations, my parents arranged to meet in Paris, and it was decided that my older brother and I should remain in Istanbul, though in separate places. My brother would stay in the heart of the family with our grandmother in the Pamuk Apartments, in Nişantaşı, but I would be sent to stay with my aunt in Cihangir. Hanging on the wall in this house, where I was treated with the utmost kindness, was a picture of a small child, and every once in a while my aunt or uncle would point up at him and say with a smile, "Look, that's you." The sweet doe-eyed boy inside the small white frame did look a bit like me, it's true. He was even wearing the cap I sometimes wore. I knew I was not that boy in the picture, a kitsch.